You are about to receive a phone call from a correctional facility. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
This call is originating from the Macquarie Correctional Center.
Hello.
Hi. Fantastic.
How's the little aqueduct?
Oh, we're good. We're good. We're back. It was only sprinkling, but we just wanted to get in the house. Hang on. Let me put it on normal phone because I've got you on iPhone. There we go. Yeah, what's happening?
Yes, yes, very much, very much. All good, but just wanted to check in with you. I got to give you the account details for the Wells Fargo and bank.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. And I also want to tell you, you know how you mentioned the water bill, and is it a water, the water bill was big?
Hot water bill, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if the water bill was ever paid.
Right.
Because he was getting letters and letters and letters from Sydney Water.
Yeah, he's had many, many, many letters from Sydney Water. So I'll run into that secondary, I guess. Is Isabel there? Can I say hello to her?
Yeah, of course. Sassy, come. Daddy's on the phone. Just one. Yeah, so I just want to make sure that, you know, like you have all, like, transparency and access to everything.
Yeah, I do now.
That he's doing.
Before, but
yeah.
I'll
everything.
Go through that. There's a whole thing I've got to go through with you for that. So. But
is
maybe
it all
you guys
okay,
can book in.
No?
Well, you got to make a decision of which way you want to go. But I wanted to see if you could book a visit at some time for Isabel, like on the tablet, so I can see her.
Yeah, 100%. Hang on, I'll put her on. I'll put her on speaker. Here.
Hello.
Miss Catherine, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Miss St. Isabel Catherine Onley, hey?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You got to do your confirmation. How was that? Was it beautiful?
Yeah, it was really good.
Long day though, huh? But all good?
Yeah, I got through it.
Did you do the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and his body
in
Christ, all that?
The the Archbishop of Sydney confirmed me.
Oh, wow, the Archbishop, that's massive. That's
awesome.
Good job. Are you going to do Lent and all the different Catholic ceremonies now, are you?
I don't know if we're going to do Lent because I really like meat.
You love what?
Yeah,
you can't eat meat. Yeah, if you do Lent, you can't eat meat. But I really like meat.
Yeah, there's no burgers in Lent. No. No burgers for Lent. Do you like burgers still?
Yeah, I love burgers.
I do an only with the lot here in jail. Everybody loves my homemade burgers. I make the burgers and the mincemeat patties here in jail.
Oh, I like burgers.
I make my own ones. Yeah, make a big double stack burger, melted cheese, onion, capsicum, egg, ham, beetroot, lettuce, with barbecue sauce, mayonnaise, yummy. It's on bread, no buns. We don't have buns here.
Oh.
But not as good, but as good. This jail doesn't have buns for some reason. I don't know why.
What's the meat like?
It's mincemeat. Mincemeat. A mysterious origin. Mystery meat. Mystery meat it is. Part cow, part who knows what it came from. And how's school going? How's your friends?
It's good.
What are you studying now? What classes do you do?
I do religion, science, math, English, history, tech, art, PE, and music.
Ah, lovely. How's the music coming along?
Good.
I didn't tell you Daddy's learning to play guitar. I learned my first song.
Really?
Yeah, I can play Fast Cars by Tracy Chapman.
Are you good?
No. I don't have your talent, mate. I've only been playing for a few weeks, so early days, early days.
You'll get better.
Yeah, Nina, give it time.
My dad is good at everything.
Yeah, I can do pretty much anything, that's for sure. So, I do. Music is something I've never done since I was a little boy, since I played violin when I was little, so. It's been a long time ago, Daddy, was a long, long, long time ago. So I've learned to read tabs and sheet music and the notes, and yeah, getting better at it, getting better.
Yeah.
Getting better. So miss you, mate. Do you like the? I gave you those bracelets. Yeah, you got those.
Yeah.
Do you wear any of them, or are they too young for you now? Not the style.
So I will.
Can't wear jewelry to school. Okay.
No,
not even a cross or nothing, huh?
No, I can wear a cross necklace, but it has to be tucked in.
You what, sorry?
I can wear a cross necklace, but it has to be tucked in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And do you wear plaits to school or a ponytail? What do you?
Sometimes a bun, sometimes a plait, sometimes a ponytail, and sometimes a bubble braid.
Oh, wow. Does Mummy do your hair or do you do it yourself?
I do my part and then Mama does the rest of my hair.
Awesome. So you can do a little bit yourself now, hey?
Yeah, I just find it really hard to slick down my hair.
Yeah. What was that?
I find it hard to slick down my hair.
Yeah, right. Are you one of the only blonde kids at school, or is there lots of other girls?
There's a couple.
Yeah.
There's not that many girls.
Not many, huh? And you've got good friends there now? You're happy with your friends there?
Yeah.
What about boys? Any boys as friends?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Some of them are really
one
like...
Are you eating?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought you were. That hungry, you can't even just talk to Daddy for 5 minutes without chomp, 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 chomp. You won?
Why don't I talk to Daddy and you come back in a few minutes?
Yeah, you come back when you finish food. I'm trying to eat and talk to Daddy. What's going on here, eh?
I told you, the minute she came to the phone, she went looking for food. That's what she does.
Of course it is.
Food.
Like, what the fuck are you doing eating women
now?
Stressing out, but let that go. It doesn't matter. I'm stressing out about the Gary thing because
it's not stressful, but you need to. I'm going to tell you what your options are, and you can make the decision of what you want to do.
I put so much time into it and worked my guts out.
Yeah. Like, I'll tell you what your options are, and then you tell me what you want to do. Okay. I'm not going to tell you what to do. You can make your own decision. So.
Okay.
So what had happened is Gary's business had been surviving off the money I gave him for the property.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise
me. And I'd overpaid him $31,000 without me knowing it until I found out because Michelle hadn't picked up the phone for a month. So when I found out, I put a stop to it.
How did that work that he got overpaid? Why wasn't it going into
because
the mortgage?
Was texting her and she was paying him. So.
Double dipping.
So I had a go at him and said, mate, you went behind my back and you didn't tell me that you were getting paid that and you should have cut this at the $106,000 I owed you, not the $145,000 we're now in the hole for. So,
not fair.
So he's agreed that that's okay, we'll secure the money against the property so it's not lost. It's even though what had happened is he'd put it into the business and then put it as a business loan. I said, well, I'm not interested in that. I'm only interested in the property. So, you know, if you want to lend it to the business, that's fine, but I'm not lending to that company. I'll lend to you the property because the property is what I've invested in. So he's cool with that, and we're proceeding with typing in a loan agreement for him for that one. And the caveat's getting lodged hopefully this week or next couple of days. Michelle might have already done it, but just got to chase her to get that lodged, and then I'm secured.
Why don't you get me to do those things if she's that hopeless?
Anyway, don't want to get into that. Anyway, so I'll run you through. So he's burning money at $2,000 a week in that business for $1,000 a week in $1,500 a week in sales. He's confident that he can turn this around, and I'm saying, yes, you can, but it'll take you longer than you think. He's wanting more money to do that, and obviously he's leaning on me to give him that money.
No.
I said to him, well, I'll explain to you the options. Option one is I lend more money, put it against the property, eventually I'll earn the equity in that property. The property's gone up in value $70,000 since last year. And we'll probably go up another $70,000 or $80,000
again next year. You can't afford it. You are a man who has what you have, and you're in jail. No, it's not right. It's
no,
not
let me just go through everything first. I'll go through everything, and then you can ask the question. So he's now wanting me to lend him more money and secure against the property. If not, he doesn't have the money to keep operating and pay the rent. He's then wanting to sell the property. So I'm saying,
he can't kick me out. Like, that's fucked.
I said, that's not an option for me. I'd rather not do that. So the options are to fund the business, of which he then gets the turnover up to then be able to support a wage for you to then support the rent. I'll call you back. It's about to buzz.
Call me right back.